prom season is coming to an end for high schoolers across the state. That is, if they had a prom. Some schools chose limited attendance events or canceled them altogether due to pandemic concerns. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky attended a very different kind of COVID-era prom.
Chaylin Berrios is wearing an aqua blue prom dress. It matches her eyeshadow, and there are several teary-eyed family members taking her photo outside her home in Bridgeport.
I have to take a picture with you.
And she's about to drive herself to Lake Quasi Amusement Park for prom.
What do you expect out of an amusement park? To have a prom at an amusement park? Like, what?
It's weird, she'll admit. But the class of 2021 Bullard Havens Technical High School chose prom at the amusement park.
We need something because our junior prom ended up getting canceled because of COVID. We were just like, we need something.
And they've been through a lot. A year and a half of school online, which is a lot harder for technical school, and missing all their friends. Her mom, Christina, looks at her baby, her last to go to prom, as she's getting in the car to leave.
She's always a happy kid, but this is actually like the happiest she's been all year.
See, say she looks pretty.
She looks amazing.
Limos pull up to Quasi Amusement Park in Middlebury. Students arrive in tuxedos, and some cross the parking lot clutching the bottom of their prom dresses. And the accessory of the night is a trash bag full of clothes for later.
Quasi! Yeah, or Quasi prom, yeah.
I find Paulina Rodriguez and some friends sitting on a bench near the entrance. They're shaking off a little pre-prom nerves. The whole thing's still a little weird. And I ask, why Quasi?
We had two choices, either go to like a regular prom venue versus go to Quasi. And we chose Quasi because we get to be out in the open and everything instead of in a close space 6 feet apart.
But is it really a prom? Janaya Jean Renee isn't sure.
I mean, no, it's fun. It's just different. Like, you would not picture your siblings going like, yeah, my prom was at Lake Quasi. No.
I mean, at least we could say that we got to go on a roller coaster at our prom. I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, last year's class ain't getting no prom. Exactly. Or a graduation.
That was Jean Renee and then her friends Joshua Green and Jovan Fountain. At 7 p.m., things are still warming up. Only the most daring are on the dance floor. But half an hour later.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to announce the king.
And this reporter snags an exclusive with the 2021 Bullard Havens Tech Prom King, Ashley Virgo.
I wanted to make history at Bullard, you know? I want to be the first ever female prom king.
By 8 p.m., rides start blinking to life. Students are shedding the formal wear for shorts and t-shirts. School counselor Amanda Chavez says she was a little uncertain at first.
Wow, this is kind of like their first event out of quarantine where they're seeing like their whole class. So it actually worked out pretty well. It's like really back to normal.
After a year of masks and virtual school, there's ice cream, peals of laughter, and screams from the fun kind of fear. But Janaya Jean Renee discovered a little problem with going on a roller coaster during prom.
My hair was straight and I feel like it's a blowout.
Her hair got ruined. But that didn't stop Jean Renee from getting back in line for another ride.
You know, we're seniors, we can still be kids.
Yeah.
The seniors, these kids, couldn't be bothered for long because they have a lot of fun to catch up on. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.